This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The International Monetary Fund believes the global economy will suffer more severe economic damage this year. In fact, the IMF sharply lowered its forecast for global growth as compared to 2 months ago. The IMF predicts that the global economy will shrink 4.9% this year, significantly worse than the 3% drop it had estimated in its previous report in April. It would be the worst recession in terms of global impact since the Great Depression of the 1930s. Latin America has emerged as the world's newest epicenter for the novel coronavirus pandemic, with the death toll surpassing 100,000 deaths. Brazil leads the region with more than 1.1 million confirmed COVID-19 cases, including more than 52,000 deaths. The South American nation recorded 39,436 new confirmed cases over a 24-hour period on Tuesday, and more than 1,300 deaths. The pandemic has reached such a crisis that a federal judge ordered President Jair Bolsonaro to wear a face mask in public or pay a fine of nearly $400 a day. President Bolsonaro has so far refused to cover his mouth at large political rallies. The United States continues to lead the world in both categories, with 2.3 million confirmed cases and more than 121,000 deaths. According to the Washington Post, 7 U.S. states, Arizona, Arkansas, California, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas, have reported their highest number of COVID-19 hospitalizations since the start of the pandemic. More international headlines on voanews.com. Go there for the latest. This is VOA News. The surge in several U.S. states is impacting the U.S. stock market. Wall Street's main indexes opened lower on Wednesday as investors assessed the risk to the domestic economy. In a victory for President Donald Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, a U.S. appeals court directed a federal judge to drop the criminal case against him. This happening on Wednesday. In a split decision, a three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit ruled in favor of Flynn and the Trump administration in preventing a U.S. district judge from exercising his discretion on whether to grant the department's motion to clear Flynn, who twice pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. A prosecutor claims the U.S. federal office that led the prosecution of President Trump's friend Roger Stone received heavy pressure from the highest levels of the Department of Justice to ease its sentencing recommendation. That's according to prepared remarks that will be given by career prosecutor Aaron Zelensky to Congress. Zelensky withdrew from the Roger Stone case in protest. He will testify on Wednesday before the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives Judiciary Committee about political pressures that he said the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia faced. Republicans are expected to push back on his testimony, saying he is confusing politicization with policy disagreements. Stone was convicted of obstruction, witness tampering, and lying to Congress during its investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. He is due to report to prison later this month. State media says Wednesday North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has suspended unspecified military action against South Korea. It's an apparent reduction in tensions following weeks of threats from Pyongyang. A majority of Australians have lost trust in China, that according to a survey, as the two nations engage in escalating disputes over trade and the coronavirus pandemic. A Lowy Institute survey shows 23% of Australians trust China to act responsibly in the world, compared to 52% in the same poll conducted in 2018. President Trump and Poland's President Andrzej Duda will meet in Washington Wednesday, the meeting just days before the Polish president faces a tough re-election challenge. The U.S. Defense Department is looking at ways to pull thousands of troops out of Germany, shifting some to Poland. While U.S. officials say no final decision has been made on where troops will go, the issue is expected to be on the agenda for Wednesday's meeting between the two presidents. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.